welcome, welcome to the first of many misadventures of the lovely Craftians. The lovely Craftians, The Lovely Craftians is a Chicago-based Call of Cthulhu real play podcast brought to you every week by Wampus House Productions. So, who are we? We are an all-female group playing Call of Cthulhu. I am Cassie, your game mistress, and I'm joined by our courageous players, Amanda, Ashley, Sade, and Samantha. I write the basic story, and the players do their best to solve mysteries, stop world-ending baddies, and survive based on rolls of ever-fickle dice. We will be loosely playing along the 7th edition's rules, but we're not following them to a T, so if you're a stickler for rules or traditional gameplay, this podcast might require some sanity rolls on your part. So, what is Call of Cthulhu, for those of you who are uninitiated? Call of Cthulhu is a tabletop role-playing game along the same lines as D&D, but with a Lovecraftian flair. Our players investigate something and roll dice to determine what they do or don't do, much like D&D. The main difference lies in the gameplay itself. Rather than being super-powered barbarians or mages, our characters are human, and they're just as fragile. They still have health and magic points to worry about, but they're much lower numbers. Additionally, our players have to watch their sanity, their mental health number that can be impacted by the horrors they face. The less sanity a character has, the more unpredictable they become, and if a character hits zero sanity, they're out indefinitely, off to the sanatorium, ne'er to be seen again, save for the whims of the GM. Quick disclaimer, I can only guarantee the content of the podcast to a certain extent, because I'm not the only storyteller here. I've got four others who are playing the game with me.
Hey.
So expect supernatural horror, violence, likely criminal activity, probably drug references and usage, perhaps some saucy, sexy bits, and definitely adult language, knowing myself and one of our other players as well as I do. If you're a parent, I'd recommend giving this a listen before you let your kids in on it. I can tell you that we don't truck with racism or sexual assault, so you're safe in those regards. And if you want to learn more about us and what we're up to, you can make our way over to our website, lovelycraftianspodcast.com, or find us on Facebook and or Twitter. All right, that's enough for me. I need to take a breath. I'm going to have our players go around and introduce themselves. So your name, your character's name, age, and occupation, but nothing else. We're going to let them learn as we go. So I'll start to my left here.
Okay. Hi, my name's Samantha. I'm playing Millicent, or Millie Allerton. She is 23, and her occupation is a private investigator and a gumshoe. Ooh.
My name's Amanda. My character's name is Rose Thorne, and my occupation is a dilettante, but I run moonshine.
Oh. So she's a daughter of somebody quite wealthy.
Yeah. And I'm 19.
And a bootlegger.
I couldn't think of the word.
My name is Ashley. I'm going to be playing Ruby Keller. She is 29, and her occupation is a photographer.
Hello, people. I am Sade. I will be playing Ambrosia Dubois. She's a book dealer, and she owns her own bookshop in Edgewater. And I'm 30.
Are you ready?
Yes. Are you ready?
Let's get started.
Ooh, all right. I'm scared.
Good. Keep that. Be scared. We're going to build on it.
Go insane.
All right, so it's late spring in 1918. Chicago is finally emerging from winter, though slowly, having barely sloughed off freezing temperatures for more optimistic ones. The leaves have woken from their winter slumber, and a feeling of stirring energy thrums just under the surface. Summer is almost here. It's an encouraging thought in what has been a troubling time. The United States' gruesome one-year anniversary with the First World War passed earlier this spring, dragging worryingly on. The draft has claimed several young men's lives, bolstering the European chapter with 10,000 fresh troops per day while consigning many more to mass graves or worse. While not yet ratified by the state of Illinois, the looming 18th Amendment and its staunch temperance supporters have changed the landscape of business in Chicago, both lawful and criminal alike. The temperance organizations have taken to the streets, and the underbelly of the city has begun consolidating power and moving resources for the coming dry spell. With the Great War disrupting international trade and daily life, and prohibition shifting money and power at home, many have been left feeling destabilized, including a young book dealer who is anxiously pacing outside the UIC College of Medicine.
Oh, this is fucking brilliant. Is there anyone else around me?
You see a young PI. She's walking up to you with a purpose.
Hi, I'm Millie. Are you who I'm supposed to be reaching out to? Oh, I'm sorry. I should say I'm also a PI. I'm new at this, so...
So Mrs. Gumshoe.
Yeah, I heard there's a job going on here. Let me know what's the deal.
Yes. My friend, she's been missing for about a day or two. I've been trying to contact her. I can't get in contact with her. And I am worried about her because she's been pretty much constantly contacting me for a while. And for reasons of her own, her work specifically. Mm-hmm. And her work is a little bit dangerous. She's working with unstable electricity. Mm. So the fact that she's stopped is a little worrying.
Yeah, that I would be worried too.
By the way, my name is Ambrosia Dubois.
Dubois, okay, yeah, cool.
It's very confusing with the British accent and then the French last name.
Yeah, but, yeah.
There's a story there.
I was like real confused right then.
There's a story.
Okay, cool. So I guess I'm sorry, what's your friend's name?
Irene.
And how long has she been missing?
For...
I forgot.
It was like for a couple of hours.
A couple of days.
Mm. She's been missing for a couple of days.
Okay.
More enough than to be worried, I guess.
No.
Too much.
Yeah.
I would have been worried within a day if she hadn't contacted me.
Okay.
It's a bit concerning. And I was told about you and your services, and I reached out to you, and hopefully we can get something going here.
Yeah, that is a troubling amount of time. And so, just to understand your relationship, your colleagues, but also friends, you know each other outside of work as well?
Yes, she's a client of mine. She comes to the bookstore that I own, and I haven't seen her come in ever so often. She's one of my loyal clients. It's been kind of rough in terms of business, but she's a good friend. We talk often. Oh, the books that we read together, it's great. It's this thing we call book club. It's wonderful. Again, that's worrying.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Totally understand business being slow. Yeah, okay. So do you know if was your friend, like, in... Did they mention any issues that they might have been having, or...?
No, just that she was working with electricity a lot of power having to do with that, and I don't know much beyond her work. She doesn't go into detail, so... I'm very worried and concerned. I wish I knew more about her work exactly, but...
She might have a graduate student.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, that's interesting. I'll go ahead and take note of that. I guess I'm pretty curious, can I see her workspace? Is there somebody that was maybe working closely with her?
Yes, there's a graduate student that I know. She's one of the people that contacted me about her, also worried. She said we could access her office, find out more information, see if she left anything behind, notes, if she might be there or around, but that's all we have to go on so far. Oh, I have, anyway.
Okay, and have the authorities been contacted about this?
I don't believe that. They have not.
Sorry. No, that's good. That makes my job a little bit easier. It's nice when you don't have to share your homework.
And it's great when you talk to the GM about this stuff. And aside, Cassie.
Students are bustling from building to building, most oblivious to those around them as their minds wander to midterm scores and final projects. In the crowd appears a face all too familiar to Millie, one Miss Rose Thorne.
Rose?
Millie.
Hello. Why are you here?
Well, it's midterms, right? So?
I guess that makes sense.
I feel like there's a story here.
There's a story everywhere. This one is not as interesting. I
beg to differ.
How are midterms or tests or whatever you're doing?
Oh, I don't go to college.
Okay.
Why are you here?
There are students.
Roll an intelligence check.
Oh, okay, yes. So I can figure out myself. On the nose.
All right, so you start piecing together that midterms, people are stressed out. There's a little bit of a cagey interaction going on that you don't quite get. Probably, if not drugs, then most certainly booze.
Oh, I get it.
I know, the cutest bartender who will make you the best cocktails in Chicago.
I believe you.
Not that cute.
Oh, yeah.
It's adorable.
As adorable as a possum.
Possums are great. So, are you having any parties? What you doing?
I am strictly business. That's why I'm here. We are currently in the middle of something very important, actually.
Hmm. How do you both know each other?
Apprehensively? I don't know.
It was a long, drunk night, but...
And we'll end on but.
It was a cheap night. That should be the biggest tie-in to this. It was a very cheap night. A cheaper night than if you had gone to the bar where your adorable bartender lives.
So... I want to come with you guys. I'm a little bored. What are you guys doing? Can I help?
I don't know if your services are necessarily needed here. It's a very important case. It's also very emotionally charged. Someone is missing.
Ooh.
Yes, a good friend of mine. I'm trying to find her. No one knows exactly where she was. Probably in her office. Grad student's gonna let us in later, so...
So we're gonna...
By God, please, come follow us, random person that I've just met.
Cool.
I'm a little salty.
But she's taking this literally. So, with Rose tagging along, you make your way to Dr. Osborne's lab in the science department. Ambi leads the group through the College of Medicine building, a brick building boasting several arch doorways that gives way to carefully cleaned hallways, classrooms that still smell cardo despite many bleachings, and several clusters of white lab coats discussing their latest findings. And I'm going to take a break here, and we're going to bounce over to another character. So, we're out on the main thoroughfare, and it has provided some decent shots of the College of Medicine building. The overcast skies lend to the somber edifice, giving a weight to the knowledge being exchanged within the walls of the impressive brick building. The pointed arches of the front entrance hint at more delicate features that seem to subvert the structure while also strengthening the building's resolve. A photographer couldn't ask for a more cooperative cloudy day, you think to yourself as you snap another photo. This time of people filing through the front doors, and I'm going to need you to roll an art check, the photography.
You passed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Through the lens, you spot a group of women who seem to be out of place through all of the lab coats milling about. The lighting around them is odd, somehow brighter than their surroundings despite the lack of sun. Odder still, when you try to focus on other subjects, they're blurry, out of focus. Only this group seems clear as they enter the building. What would you like to do?
That's quite odd. I know I'm supposed to be taking pictures of these buildings, but I think I have about 5 minutes on my hand. I think I can follow them in.
Are you going to follow them in an obvious manner, or are you going to hang back?
I'm going to hang back.
Okay.
Roll the stealth check.
Maybe soon. All right, so we're gonna pop back to our group wandering through the halls, and I need you to roll a listen. Oh, well, you don't hear anything. So,
sorry.
Winding through the building, Ambi leads you down a set of back stairs into the basement. And while clean, the basement gives off the feeling of all school basements, dark from natural light. and somehow slightly unwelcoming, as if the students haven't shaken off their childhood fears and projected them here. Somebody can roll spot hidden. It doesn't matter who.
I do not pass.
You don't see anything.
I don't see shit.
As you near a door on your right, there's a loud... and the door crashes open as a young man is thrown into the hallway.
Oh my gosh. Like, first I thought, like, this basement's reminding me too much of my apartment right now. And now people are being thrown around. Can I see if this man's okay?
Sure. Well, you go check on him. I'm gonna...
I trot over slightly. You take the lead. And I'll just hang back a little bit. Showing a little worry, but not quite. I'm a woman of dignity. I can't, like, be, you know.
Well, I am a woman of trash.
We don't know this person's trash yet.
Just walk over lightly.
What would you like to do?
I am looking for potential spaces to knock on. I mean, basements lead to tunnels, right?
We mostly just see doors here, and some of them are labeled medical samples, and there's an incinerator and a morgue, but these all seem to have locks on the doors. You can't get by them.
Huh.
What would you like to do, Ruby?
Hmm.
We go down into the basement.
I mean, you hear this. You're not too far away.
Kind of curious. I think I'm going to go walk over and see what the hell these three women are up to.
Okay.
Especially with a loud slam of a body against the wall.
From in the lab, you hear someone shout, "Whoa, Nelly! That's gotta be at least 15 feet, Marty!" And the student on the floor, Marty, somewhat dazed, "Yeah, how about that?"
Students.
Bunch of nerds.
What you guys doing?
Can you help me up?
All right, there you go.
As he gets up, I just lightly brush his shoulder to show that I helped.
Thank you. We're experimenting. And then the other student. We're doing an experiment with electromagnets and rapid polarization, but please don't tell the school what we're doing down here. They will 100% shut us down.
Yeah, I'm about to 100% shut you down. What is that about?
I don't think you have control over our grant, right? You have to tell me if you're in the admin.
No, I'm not. Just don't go exploding all over the place.
Well, in the name of science. For science!
For passage.
Right. Is this where we're supposed to be? Are we talking to these people?
We were supposed to talk to a grad student.
We're grad students.
All right, so do you know of Irene?
Yeah, she's our professor.
Do you know where she is?
Harold gets kind of cagey, but Marty, who's talked to you before, is like, "Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know where she is. That's kind of why I reached out. I don't know where she's at.
Can you take me to her office so I can look around?
Sure. You're not going to steal any of her stuff, are you? She's got some great ideas in there."
Yes, I'm more worried
about... You don't work for Edison, right?
No. Sweet mother, we talked. Can you take me to my friend's office? I'm more worried about her well-being than whatever she's working on.
Sure. All right, so Dr. Osborne's office. The walls only go two-thirds of the way up before glass panels take over to the ceiling, so it's more like a fishbowl than it is a true office. It isn't standard glass, though. This glass is much thicker, maybe made to withstand some of Dr. Osborne's more bombastic experiments, as we have just seen. And it looks more like an indoor greenhouse than an office, but with no plants and a lengthy workbench along one wall. And the workspace is surprisingly tidy, and very little has been left lying around. And you are free to poke about.
Okay. So, who's leading us again? What's your name, kid?
Marty.
Okay, Marty. Ooh. All right, Marty. So, when was the last time you saw Irene?
3 days ago, and that's... We're used to not seeing her, but we're not used to not hearing from her. Like, as you can see, electromagnets aren't exactly gentle.
Yeah, all that.
And her work makes our work look like child's play, so...
So she goes exploding farther than you?
And with a lot... bigger bang. Okay. That's why this office is the
with
way
more
it
finesse,
is.
Dear.
Right. Finesse.
I don't know if it's finesse.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me gloat about in. My friend.
She checks in first thing in the morning, and I haven't heard from her, so I'm starting to get kind of worried.
Hmm. When's the last time you actually saw her? You said 3 days ago, but where?
Here.
Just in her office.
Well, yeah. This is where she teaches. Mm-hmm. And this is where we work.
Did you happen to see anybody that you've never seen before around here?
Just you guys.
Okay. Well, I guess not.
Yeah. Nobody really comes down here because, like, they gave us this space out of pity, I think. Because this is the medicine building, so it's not
right.
It does look kind of dingy.
We make the best of it.
But
hell yeah, we do. Harold says, and he does like a weird.
No
one
was talking
not
to you. No. But yeah.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. What are your goals for this electrical magnet what experiment?
Harold narrows his eyes at you pretty noticeably, and you're probably going to have to roll a charm for that.
So I pass?
Oh, yeah. So, yay. Harold, satisfied in how you've batted your lovely eyelashes at him, he says, yeah, she's been measuring fluctuations in the electromagnetic radiation around the city, and she rushed off mentioning something about a breakthrough?
A breakthrough where?
She didn't say to me. I'm just assuming.
And how was she doing herself? Was she... Well, she sounded like she was excited. But
oh, she was very excited.
So no worry, no concern?
No.
For her well-being, no? Just...
No, she was on the phone with somebody before she left, and she kind of looked a little concerned, but then she grabbed all her gear and just... was super stoked.
When we first came in here, you seemed pretty concerned about us potentially stealing items. Has this been a concern?
I mean, it's a huge concern in all of the scientific community.
People try to steal.
Yeah, they try and steal our stuff, and it's not exactly patented yet.
Okay. All right. Well, so we're okay to look around this office?
Oh, yeah.
You can keep an eye on us if you want to.
I don't care.
Okay, whatever.
Just don't steal anything.
Worried about us stealing, and then he's gonna just fall off.
Well, I'll make sure you don't have anything in your pockets. And, like, honestly, her gizmos are not that small. We're gonna notice if you take something.
Shimmy.
What are the gizmos?
So, for the most part, the gizmos are sitting in a box under the workbench, labeled prototypes, and you get the impression that prototypes mean junk.
Okay. So let's go ahead and you said that there was, a desk?
Yeah, there's a big workbench that takes up a lot of it.
Okay, so I want to check that desk, and see if kind of anything sort of stands out. Is there, like, a specific
spot hidden?
Spot hidden, or?
You can if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not, like, trying to sway.
No, thank you.
Yeah, if you guys want to do something,
she was on the phone. I mean, could we see if there was numbers written down?
Nicely done.
Okay, I got a 98, so that's a no.
You critically failed on that one, unfortunately.
You went blind the minute you walked in.
Unfortunately, something in the air is now bothering your eyes to the point where they're watery and itchy, and you have to step out of the room to get them out.
Must be all this nerd talk. Ugh.
Probably.
Are you all right out there?
No, I'll just need a moment.
I walk over to the workbench and look now.
All right.
And see if it's a repeat thing. There's actually something in there. There's papers on the table. Like, is there anything that looks like recently noteworthy? I will look.
There.
Like,
let's
scrabble.
Let her do it first.
Yeah, you do it. Yes,
okay.
Go around the circle.
If you're just looking, I'll just have you look at it. It's fine.
All right. I'm looking through the papers and...
So there's a notebook and a jar of pens that sit on the workbench near a filing cabinet in the back, and the top page of the notebook looks like it was hastily ripped off.
Oh. I'm going to take a pencil and do that charkhole thing.
Sure. Yeah. You do that.
The imprint thing.
You do indeed. And I'm going to need you to roll an intelligence check now. Oh, you just miss it.
Don't.
So.
I'm gonna have... Yeah, you can go ahead and roll an intelligence check and see if you recognize the place. Because you might.
53
out of
60.
You passed. Oh, you passed. So you have seen this address before. It's been on the list for the magazine that you've been taking pictures for, and it is the address of the Houghton House.
Did you tell us?
And now you two, can roll your own intelligence
check. Like, I'm sorry. This isn't a field trip. Who are you?
Hey. So my name is Ruby. I've been going around, you know, taking some pictures of.
You're stalking us.
Yeah, just.
What is
happening? Why are you stalking us? I don't
There's
like
two
that.
People extra that I didn't ask for. That's the only thing I'm feeling right now. Unless you have something very important to tell
You're
me right now.
You're only paying one of them, so.
Yes, so.
Well, so you know that notebook that you were looking at, that address that you have right there is actually one of the, sorry, what was it again?
It's one of the buildings for the magazine, Wife and Times. It's
one of the buildings that I've been taking pictures of.
Interesting.
That
alone will make me want her to stay for a little longer. I am still not convinced by you. But.
I did the charcoal thing.
She's proven her worth in this brief amount of time.
Fine.
But, right. So you two roll intelligence checks now.
Yeah. I do not pass.
Oh, I 25.
Oh, you did pass.
Yay!
So... The Houghton House, as in Houghton Pharmaceuticals, the name graces several shelves of pharmacies across town. The Houghtons are also major donors of the College of Pharmacy at UIC, who happens to share the building that you are now in.
So all of that, that's the knowledge I know, and that's something I should tell everybody, correct? Yeah. So they own pharmaceuticals. And pharmacies all over, and I happen to know that they share this building or own this building. So that's pretty interesting. I also find it a little convenient that suddenly a photographer shows up and knows
seriously.
All this.
How convenient indeed!
I am suspicious of you, but I don't tell her this.
I tell her.
I like that the internal dialogue is British. As well.
I should actually say when I'm like using
I'm
my
concerned.
Accent.
Okay. All right.
I want to look around for any worn books.
Since
okay.
books are my calling.
All right. So there are several books about electricity, magnets, and quantum mechanics on the far end of the workbench. Beyond mostly being able to read the author's names, you glean nothing from these books, as they are far above your education level.
Can I flip through them to see if anything falls out?
Sure.
All right. What is that? Bookbinding?
Sure. Yeah,
sure.
That's a good one.
Like, it was just like, I never had bookbinding before.
I'll allow it.
I'm going to tear out that, Millie tears out
I just
that
passed.
Sheet of paper.
Nice.
Keeps what? It.
So you don't actually notice anything, but that's good because the books haven't been tampered with. All
right.
So there's no secrets to be found in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have an interesting situation here where your friend Irene says she had a breakthrough. Is that correct, Marty?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. We have information that she wrote this down, tore it out, it looks like, and then headed out with all of her information. Is there anything in here, Marty, that kind of looks a little out of place?
No, this looks like her office.
Okay.
It looks fine.
Hmm.
It's really clean. I don't know what she was doing, but it's super clean.
Is it always clean?
No, sometimes. If the dean comes through.
Did the dean come through?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Wouldn't you know you're here all the time?
Well, I also have other classes.
Fair.
And I teach.
Oh. Well, good for you.
Undergrad. They're idiots.
Can I, last thing I want to do, can I look under the bench?
Sure.
All right. Spot.
Sure. It's dark under there.
Okay.
I mean, not like dark like the void, but it's just dark like a bench in a basement.
Hmm. Yeah. So, these dice just suck. I didn't pass.
No, all you see is the box of gizmos that you saw before.
It's like, oh, those are pretty. And then that's about it.
Can I check the room for, like, secret, like, compartments as bootlickers do.
Spot hidden. Spot or in. Do you have a law?
La.
It should be the top of it.
No, so okay. I'm gonna...
Go ahead and spot hidden it.
Spot hidden. So...
You get us. Nice. Not nine. You
pass. Well done.
I pass.
Don't forget to mark that guy. No. Luckily, you don't notice anything sketchy, so you're pretty sure this wasn't, at least on the surface, involved with crime.
Mm.
Does she have any, like, chalkboards with stuff on it written?
She does, as a matter of fact. It's a medium-sized chalkboard on the wall facing the workbench, and it's covered in equations that contain entirely too many letters for your liking. Mm-hmm. And they're not just English letters. These are also Greek letters.
Hey, Marty, can you read any of them?
God damn, Cash!
So our guest star, one of our guest stars, Cash the Cat, just dove his way into Fort Asshole, which is the cat.
Hey, Marty, what's that stuff on the chalkboard say?
It's stuff about the... How do I explain this? You know how I went flying through the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's calculating the safety of that.
Huh.
It's not very safe.
Yeah, it doesn't...
We should have helmets. We should have helmets! And Harold is like, yes! I'm gonna go raid the lacrosse team! And then he scurries off to raid the lacrosse teams.
Nerd.
Safe nerd. Beware of the jocks.
I was like, that's probably the only action they're gonna get for a while.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
No action.
I flew through that. I'm gonna have to replace the door before somebody sees it.
You are quite charming, dear
Marty.
Are you talking about intercourse?
What?
Gross. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Who calls it that?
This
you
dude.
You don't? We're in a medical building. You think everyone doesn't call
and
it
you
that?
And you think every person's talking about intercourse?
Yes, because we're mostly dudes.
That is very fair.
That's so valid.
I'm thinking about it right now.
And I am now officially creeped out. I would very much like to leave. I think we have all the information we need and...
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and go blow yourself up?
She doesn't
somewhere.
Do that. She doesn't like
I will. I'm going to blow myself, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. I think the last thing I want to do is look through the gizmo box, since it's kind of been mentioned a few times, see if there's anything in there.
Gizmos.
I don't know.
Sure.
The what, nonsense
can I see your
box?
Character sheet? Let me
yes.
see if there's anything that I can inflict upon you.
That sounded so bad.
It actually, yes, roll mechanical repair.
65. I failed.
No, it's mostly broken shit.
Cool.
you succeeded enough to know it's broken. You have no idea what it could be used for, though. Or
nice.
How you could repair it in a way that doesn't also blow you up.
Okay, so it seems like my next place to go to would actually be checking out this, what's written down here, and check out that building. So individuals who... you've shown up. Hello, Rose.
Hello, you.
I mean, I can show you guys the way to the building. I was just there earlier today.
Oh, good fun. Mm-hmm. Please do.
Is it walking distance, or do we need a ride?
No. What is your name, actually?
You can actually catch the L to get to it.
Oh, I was gonna have my chauffeur.
Okay.
Chauffeur.
Oh
yes.
Gosh.
Never had one of those before. What is that?
You can drink in it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you poor sweet child. But yes, my name is Ambie, and yours, you just appeared.
Ruby Keller.
Hi, Ruby. Let's do
Millie.
This. And get
I am Rose Thorn. I can get you those.
That sounds wonderful. I think I like her already.
She just introduces herself like that all the time. It's
how you make
should
friends.
Be a little better.
That was a tame introduction.
Hello, I will get you booze.
Oh, you gotta have a calling card, right?
Yeah, sure. All right, well, go ahead and lead the way then. If you can get me in without me having to lie or anything like that, then let's do it.
All right. Are we taking your chauffeur?
Yes.
All right.
Should I make a phone
it's
call?
It's less of a chauffeur and more of a cab that you don't have to pay because you hook the guy up.
Yeah.
But he'll take your calls within a reasonable time frame.
There you go. So, do I need to make a phone call? Like, can I borrow?
We're going to pretend that you did.
Okay,
cool. You borrowed.
That happened. It's now.
Yeah.
So, Johnny pulls up in his cab, and it is, luckily enough, big enough for all of you. Hey, Rose.
Hey!
Where are we going?
Ruby.
Hofton House.
Hofton House.
You hand him the address, because he doesn't know. Oh, that's Ritzy Diggs. That's on Astor Street. That's pretty fancy.
Interesting. You're familiar with that?
Yeah, from the area. Well, I'm not from the area, but I go there a lot.
You got a lot of customers around there?
Yeah.
And you've been telling people about me, Johnny?
Not you. Okay. Do you want me to?
Just say you know a person.
Oh, okay.
Well, speaking of that, do you have anything on you now?
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
You fill up your flask. I think I gave you a flask. If I didn't, you have a flask.
Encounter. I just want to know where my friend is.
Does anyone else?
Yes. You guys are in the car.
What do you have?
So you guys are just exchanging.
I have whiskey, vodka, gin.
I'll take gin.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's like your pockets. Like you did the trench coat, one of a sundial thing. Yeah. And then there were.
I have some special beer that came from Evanston, so.
I will do the beer.
Oh, there you go.
And now the beer is gone. You shotgunned it, because you're sitting
I understand down. Now why we keep her. Let us continue.
Yeah, Rose got her uses.
Hell yeah. What you got for me, Rose?
What you want? You've stocked up this morning.
Give me some vodka.
There you go.
Starts drinking it while he's driving.
That's probably not good for future reference.
No, it's fine. It's not rush hour. It's not rush hour. It's fine. I got this.
And plus he's Russian, so...
Yeah, this is... I don't have a Russian water accent to him. In me right now,
I feel like
so.
This will potentially be an issue in the future.
That's not one of the things I whip out.
But let's not.
I would like to securely put my seatbelt on.
I don't have seatbelts.
Oh, right.
Historically, wait,
not yet. Not yet, no.
Shit.
You guys fucked it. He's actually a very adequate driver. He may even actually be better when he's not sober.
I don't understand.
I feel like his driving's gotten better since he drank that vodka.
Yeah. All right. So
that worries me.
So after 20 minutes, he drops you off, and he's down. It's down the street a little bit, but you can walk right there. It's a one way. He has to like turn around. Anyway,
there were one ways back then.
Probably. Yeah. Or he just didn't fucking feel like it. Bye. This is what you paid for.
Okay. So, photographer person, are you gonna be able to get us in?
I don't know what that means.
Alright, you're all discussing this as you're walking. And you find yourself in front of a very lovely Victorian house with high peaks, large bay windows, and a corner of the house that is very similar to a rounded tower. And the red-orange brick seems to glow even in the clouded light. You wish you could call the house ostentatious, but even with its stunning features, private garage, and manicured garden, it's tasteful and stylish in a way that hints at just how much money went into building it. At first, it doesn't seem like there's a front door, but a carefully laid cobblestone path stretches from the front garden around the side of the house.
Mm-hmm. Follow that path, yeah. And as I do, I'll look around to see if I see anything.
Just a really beautiful house.
Damn it.
That's probably very expensive.
Shut
up. Yeah, am I even allowed to, like, knock on the door?
I'm not even sure if you're allowed in this neighborhood.
All right, is this the place, Ruby?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best way to get in here so we can start asking some questions?
The entryway. And the entryway is an intricate wrought iron and glass sunroom and mudroom all in one. It's almost like a weird addition to the side of the house. And you can see tiled floor leading up a small set of stairs and into the rest of the house from here. There's a little pole dangle on a chain to the right of the door, and there's a bell that it's connected to in the entryway.
Can I do a weird thing? Can I do a history check on the house?
Sure.
Whoa. I would love that.
If it works. Because it's not been successful lately. I don't see shit. I got 88.
Try my dice?
Yes, please.
You don't know anything.
I don't know a goddamn thing.
Just that it's lovely, and this entryway is a little odd, but still lovely. Everything's lovely. It's all fucking lovely.
I need to get my dice blessed for next round.
Stick them in salt and let them mellow. Get your energy out of it. What would you like to do?
You can put them in vodka.
Make them drunk, and maybe they'll be more unpredictable, but more suggestible.
Mm-hmm. He'll know what it's going to do. So we're still outside. I see we knock on. We'll pull the chain. Pull a bell.
The bell inside jingles with a surprising baritone ring, and no one answers.
Well, that's ominous.
Wait.
Lockpick.
Lockpick. Hang on. Okay, yeah, I have locksmith, right?
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
This is fine. Oh, you definitely, you super pass, actually.
Yay! Oh, did you critically succeed?
She got a critical.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Did I also? No, I didn't.
So you practically just look at it, and it pops. It kind of like, the lock disengages audibly.
I now officially do not regret anything.
they wouldn't have even known that you were there if they were like, somebody broke into my house.
No, it was quiet and subtle and be quiet
there. There is a catch. The door doesn't actually open.
Ooh. But why?
Well.
Oh.
You are almost
is
useful.
Is there a
glass?
A glass. Into the door?
Yeah, the whole thing is glass.
Is there anything blocking the door on
that
side? No.
Is it
open a different way than a normal door would?
Pull? Push?
Try every which way, and the door seems like it's not opening.
Can I do a spot hidden on the door?
Sure.
I suck today! I'm so mad!
Can I try?
Yes.
Cool.
Try these ones. Try all of them. You try, guys.
The only thing I am good at is books.
Dang it. And
at least you didn't go blind this time.
Yeah.
Love them.
I'm
going to
have one more.
23
for spot hidden. Awesome.
So inside, you think you might see somebody move.
Did you guys see that?
Not in there, but like in...
In
the inside of the house, not just the entryway. Like somebody just moving by.
So you would have to tell us that.
Somebody just... It looks like someone just went into another room.
You want to knock again?
Whoa. Okay. Is this normally how it is, Ruby? Is this house this weird?
I mean, it wasn't that bad when I came here earlier, but then again, I just took pictures of the outside of the house. I didn't actually go in.
Interesting.
So can we use you as the face and say, hey, I would like to take pictures of the house. Let's try knocking on the door and get their attention, right?
I'm going
to
pound on the door.
There you go.
I'm going to use my fist.
Whole fist.
Sure. And pound.
You fist that door.
Oh my.
And still nobody comes forward.
Is there any more movement?
No.
Do I look into other windows and...
I mean, if you guys want to...
Let's try and see around the back.
Let's go look around.
Let's go look around to see if we find anything. Maybe there's a back entrance.
All right. As you turn to walk away, the latch on the front door clicks open.
The fuck?
I assume you're turning around to go.
That was Shade talking. Sorry, not Ambrosia.
Well, that's strange.
You did try like with all of your might, right?
Yes.
Sorry,
and so did she.
So peeking around the iron frame of the door is a little girl, perhaps 5 years old. Her hair is up in ringlet pigtails, and the yellow of her hair ribbon matches the color of her neat kingdom dress. And the bright blue eye that has emerged from hiding behind the door is surrounded by a fading purple bruise.
Hello.
Can I want to use, like... persuade?
Sure.
And maybe, like, persuade her. So can I roll for that?
Yeah.
Okay, I do pass. It's 60, so 44. That's what I got.
What would you like to say to her?
Hi, we're here with Ruby, the photographer that was here earlier, and we actually forgot to take some inside photos of your lovely home. Would it be okay if we just pop in and just snap a few pictures, miss?
She looks like she's about to answer, and then you hear a muffled voice from inside the house. The little girl jumps and flinches, and her little hand reflexively goes to the bruise on her eye. And she runs inside and out of sight, leaving the door open.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes.
All right, so let's walk in.
Yeah.
You enter the house, and through the large arched hallway opening, you see stunning marble floors, a curved wooden staircase, and an opulent dining room on the opposite side of the house from the entry point. More natural light than you would expect on a cloudy day streams through large windows at the front and back of the house, and there's even a skylight above you. I need to know which one of you is closing the door. Alright, so the rest of you are all inside now. Mm-hmm. As you pull the door closed, you feel as though everything shifts to the right. Even as you stand still, you can't shake the sensation of leaning. It's disorienting, dizzying, and time stretches between nauseous seconds as you're doing that. And the door latch clicks into place with startling volume, and everything snaps back to its full upright position, and you are our first sanity roll of the game.
Get ready to either lose it.
So just these two?
Mm-hmm. Past 70.
I have to pass 70?
We'll go under 70.
Oh.
Not past 70.
That would be brutal rules, and maybe someday, but not your first round.
36?
Okay, what? So you're okay this time.
But you're just like, the fuck?
Any of you guys feel that?
Huh? What?
Too much beer.
What do you
too much special beer. Girl?
You can't handle it, can you?
I don't think I had too much beer.
That can happen.
Just sneaks up on you.
So who owns this place? Who are we speaking with here?
There's nobody as far as you can see.
Yeah, I was just more so asking, like, because Ruby has been here before. Like, was there somebody that you spoke with previously who was here?
No. I just walked around a bit, took some pictures. Didn't really get to see anybody earlier.
Interesting.
Can I follow where the girl went?
Or you may.
Like, the direction she went.
Are gonna stop there for this episode.
What?
And we will catch our listeners in the next one.
What's gonna happen?
Stay tuned. It's crazy. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, shit's going down.
It only
real.
Gets worse from here.
Be sure to come back next week for more investigations with the Lovely Craftians. Can't get enough of the Lovelies? Our Patreon patrons have access to bonus content like Millie's case files, our characters' therapy sessions with Dr. Moreau, behind-the-scenes content, and more. Visit patreon.com/lovelycraftians for more info. While we're on the subject of patrons, shout out to our Cthulhu Mythos experts Alex, Fire Unicorn, and Tyler for their patronage. All the Lovelies agree that you're the best. See you next week on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or your favorite podcasting app.